Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Today, Pakistan announced it will normalize trade relations with neighboring India. It will give India most favored nation status. India said it deeply appreciates the gesture. The two nuclear-armed rivals share a massive border over 1,000 miles long, but it's seen more violence than trade, not to mention their hostilities have derailed U.S. efforts to fight insurgents in the region. So let's start here today. Matthew Green is Pakistan and Afghanistan correspondent for the Financial Times. We reached him in a cafe in Islamabad. Matthew, is this registering there with Pakistanis?
Well, certainly this has been an announcement that's been expected for some weeks now, and certainly it's going to be the top item on Pakistan news channels and in the news tomorrow, for sure. It's a controversial move in many ways. There's some people who are worried about competition from Indian industries, but others think that it's going to be a real boost for ties between the two countries. So certainly it's going to be generating a lot of debate over the next few days.
And we know that India voted to normalize trade with Pakistan as far back as 1996. Why do you think Pakistan made the move today? We were understanding that a lot of the disagreement between the U.S. and Pakistan over fighting terrorism in Pakistan is that the Pakistan military was more focused on India. So what do you think has happened?
Well, that's right. There is, of course, enormous suspicion and fear here of India among the country's military, and that's one of the most dominant parts of their thinking. It affects virtually everything the country does in its foreign and security policy. But I think there is a shift taking place. It's worth bearing in mind that this trade decision is part of a broader set of talks, and I think Pakistan's generals, quite frankly, are worried. They look at the economic situation here, where growth has been very slow in the past few years. They look at India racing ahead. China is doing very well, of course. And they realize that, you know, steps need to be taken to liberalize the economy here and really try to kickstart investment. So there's a lot of factors that have gone into the decision, but certainly Pakistan's generals would have to be behind something like this for it to have gone ahead in the way it has done.
Well, on a lighter note, it might mean that more of those hugely popular Indian Bollywood films can be brought into Pakistan.
And they are indeed hugely popular, often located in rather a sort of underground fashion here. You know, it's worth bearing in mind that this is a country of 180 million people. It's a huge market, and industries in India of all kinds will be eager to get easier access to sell their products here.
But how does this work, given that the two countries both claim and have fought wars over Kashmir? How does it work that two countries can put that most recent history behind them? Never mind, you know, since Pakistan became a country in 47 and so many people flooded from India into Pakistan, never mind their decades of history. I mean, how does this work?
There have been three wars fought between the two countries in the decades since independence. And certainly in Pakistan, there's often a sense that India is behind many of the country's problems. Whether rightly or wrongly, there is very much a mindset here that sees an Indian hand behind many of the crises afflicting the country. Having said that, there are talks going on. There's a new foreign minister here in Pakistan called Hina Rabbani Kaur, a relatively young woman who has impressed many in India on her last trip. And let's remember that the two peoples of the two countries are very closely related. They share bonds of culture and language, and the hostility may exist at the political level, but between the peoples, there's often quite a sense of affection. So the barriers aren't necessarily as high as many people might believe.
Matthew Green, Pakistan and Afghanistan correspondent for the Financial Times, speaking to us from Islamabad on today's, you know, historic announcement that Pakistan will normalize trade relations with India. Matthew, thank you.
Thank you very much.